Ongoing battles in the south of Yemen have left at least 26 people dead as government forces attempt to recapture the capital of the province of Abyan from al-Qaeda militants. In a separate development, sectarian clashes in northern Yemen have left at least 16 people dead since the beginning of this week. The fighting has led to a severe deterioration in the humanitarian situation in Abyan and hampered efforts by aid agencies to deliver urgently needed assistance. The spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross in Yemen, Dibe Fakhr, spoke to Christopher Wells about the humanitarian crisis.
The general situation in Yemen, security-wise, is still very volatile and fragile, with many clashes going on here and there. But what is happening mainly now is in the south, where some military operations started a few weeks ago, and the situation is getting worse. We have been in the city of Jaar, which is inside the governorate of Abyan. Our team went there to assess the humanitarian situation, and we have seen serious needs, humanitarian needs, for the population. The roads to Abyan governorate are fully blocked, and our teams, with the assistance that is ready to go inside the cities, are also being blocked, so we cannot move to enter inside and to bring the needed, the much-needed assistance for the population. The food reserves are running short. There is no electricity at all. It's been cut since almost a week, and since there is no electricity, it means there is no water. Fuel is available only on the black market and with very, very high prices. So the situation for the people is getting worse. And if we don't meet the needs of the population inside this governorate immediately, there will be more displacement towards the city of Aden. So we're expecting the displacement of more than 100,000 people.
And what exactly is the Red Cross calling for? How can this situation be alleviated?
Well, the International Committee of the Red Cross is today calling upon all parties involved in the conflict in the south to grant immediate and unconditional access for the International Committee of the Red Cross to enter into the governorate. So we need to have immediate access. We need security guarantees for our teams so that we can deliver the urgently needed assistance for the population. And of course, since there are hostilities going on, for us as a neutral, impartial and independent humanitarian organization, we have been calling, and today we repeat again our call to all those involved in the conflict in the south that they should take all feasible and possible precautions and measures to spare civilian lives. They have to distinguish between the civilians and those who are taking part in the combat, and they have to respect and protect medical and humanitarian personnel and make sure that all wounded have access to secure and safe medical care.
And finally, what prospects do you see for the future in the coming weeks? Is there a realistic hope of being able to get humanitarian assistance to these people, or do you expect a further breakdown in the situation there?
Well, for the ICFC, we will not spare any efforts that we need to do in order to be able to access. I mean, we are present all over the country delivering humanitarian assistance to the populations who are in need. Today, the focus and the big emergency is in the south. So we need to have access, and we will spare no efforts, whether by our public statements or also through our direct contacts that we have with the different authorities. So the focus for us today, as we're speaking now, is to have access to the governorate of Abyan. As to where do we head in the coming weeks, it's very difficult to speculate in such situation inside the country.